i9 is all about fully hardware accelerated HTML5. Let's take a look at the latest i9 platform preview and a few of the demos on the updated test drive site. Here in Platform Preview 6, we show how HTML5 video, audio, and canvas are combined to create an immersive experience. The water is HTML5 video set with opacity. The sky and shore are HTML5 canvas elements with alpha blending with the video. The buoys and boat are also canvas elements. You have great performance here because of the full hardware acceleration of all of these elements in i9. Let's look at this in another browser. Here we have the same demo running the same markup in Chrome 7 beta. The game looks the same, but you get lower frame rate and slower gameplay. Let's look at another example. Here in Platform Preview 6, we show how SVG, script, and HTML5 audio are used to create an interactive game. You have great performance, again, through full hardware acceleration. You can see the speed indicator here in the upper left. Let's look at this in another browser. We have the same demo running the same markup in Firefox 4 Beta 6. Again, the game looks the same, but you have slower speed based on how the browser renders the SVG. That's the difference between full and partial hardware acceleration. Let's look at one more example. Here we show the support in Platform Preview 6 for CSS3 2D transformations combined with WAF fonts to make engaging experience with the Flickr photo service. You can hover over photos to zoom in with smooth CSS transform and see nicely rendered WAF fonts. You can show tags, and you can change the layout. Those are just a few of the examples of Platform Preview 6 in action. Download the preview today and see for yourself what happens when HTML5 can tap into the power of the whole PC at www.ietestdrive.com.